Blog Talk Radio.
My life is a gift from you, blessed from heaven, that's for sure. So every day I live, give thanks to you. Oh, I haven't been perfect, and that's okay. And you still show love my way, yeah. Please don't leave me stay, 'cause I know the sun doesn't shine, the rain doesn't fall, and there wouldn't be a twinkle, twinkle little star. And just like we have winter, spring, and summer, fall, I can always count on you, because you never let me down. You've always been around. And my trust for you will never leave, it will never leave, because you know my destiny. So I believe. Oh, 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 oh. Every day my faith is stronger, knowing you're there, I hang on a little longer. Sometimes life gets a little hard, hey. Your times are tough, so hard to bear. I get weak sometimes, I feel you really don't care. But when I open my eyes and look out the window and see that the sun doesn't shine and the rain doesn't fall, and there wouldn't be a twinkle, twinkle, little star, yeah. And just like we have a winter, spring, and summer, fall, I can always count on you, 'cause you never let me down. You're always been around, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Up in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names of love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. Hey, listen to me good. Hold on 1 second. I'm getting something going across the screen from Blog Talk Radio. Hold on 1 second. What in the world is that? Hey, brothers and sisters, you get disconnected. Let's just forego the formalities. Just starting with this foolishness now. Let's go forego the formalities. Let's go straight into the show. Well, I want to preface the show with a few things, but they are blocking. They're doing something to the dashboard, to the screen, and they're dropping calls. We're having it immediately. So you know they do this, whether we're on the Red Pill Diaries over at YouTube or whether we're on the Star and Crescent Report over here at Blog Talk Radio. But again, we just deal with it. If you get disconnected, call back in. If you are blocked when you call back in, pause for a second, give it 5 to 10 seconds, call back in. The same with you. If you get knocked off your URL, refresh the screen and try to come back in. If not, pause for a few seconds, refresh it, then come back in. This is always the thing. But our show today is titled Suit Up, because the global storm is approaching. Now, before we get into the show, I want to just take the time out and just thank all of the listeners over the years, 12 years doing this show, 12 years, almost 2,000 shows. I just really want to thank all of you who stuck by, who helped, who donated, who spread by word of mouth the show, each show, because I've been getting emails and stuff and people telling me about how this show changed the dialogue and the conversation between the black community and especially within the ranks of the Muslim community. And I'm so appreciative of that. Whether you donated with your heart, with your time, with your mouth, or with your money, I really, really appreciate it. This is from the top of my heart to the bottom of my soul. I want to thank you all. This has been a team effort, because without Allah and without you, there would be no me. And so I just want to take the time out, because a lot of times, and this goes to the heart of this show too, Suit Up Now, because the global storm is approaching. A lot of times we get caught in the midst of our fast-paced life. And sometimes things pass us by, and we don't sit down and just to review things and look over all of the blessings that come our way. All of the people who come through your life, whether they came in for a moment or whether they're there now, or whether you were bogged down by their troubles or whether they came and gave you a breath of fresh air, everybody who came through your life, good or bad, was a blessing for you. Thank Allah for that, and thank him for allowing you to wake up to see a day which you've never seen before and one which you will never see again. So we let these little moments just blow by, and we've got to stop that, especially in this time, in this era, when we see the total implosion and collapse of the American Republic, and we should see the total implosion and collapse of the white or the Western world. There's no denying it anymore. Nobody can deny the fact that America is falling. Nobody can deny the fact that the entire global architecture built upon white supremacy the world over is now in decline, and it is spiraling downward by the hour. And this is what's bringing us closer to war. This is why you have America setting her bases up all around the world. This is why you have the propaganda machines without let up day and night. They have your mind on foolishness like rap. And I'm not saying all rap is foolish. I'm just saying on the foolish parts of rap, they have you your mind is just so on all of the things that really don't mean much. And I think today the most deadly profession that you can get in is the rap game, because it seems like every time I get on the internet, you know, 4 or 5 people that are rappers have killed somebody or have died. So in the midst of all of the change, we see upheaval everywhere. We see rising chaos. Now think about this. I want you to think about this, because I'm going to bring a few things to your mind. We're going to read a little bit from the Theology of Time. We're going to read a little bit from Isaiah in the Bible. And we're going to read a few articles that have just come out, and we're going to play some clips. We're going to make all of these things make sense. We're going to connect all of these dots. But I want you to think about this. They have your mind on a new strand of COVID. This one, they say, is the most deadly strand, right? Now, I'm going to bring something to your mind that you may not be aware of. Because, right, I believe it was, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was 2 days. It could have been in between a day or 3 days. I dropped an article on the Hiram 1555 blog. So you can go over there and read the free articles over there. And I'd like to thank you all who have subscribed over there, and thank you all for who read the articles and those who pass the articles around. I'd like to thank you who are the premium members, and I'd like to thank those who are over at the Red Pill Diaries on Patreon, who support the Patreon. Thank you so much. We dropped four Patreon articles this morning and two on the Hiram 1555 blog. There are going to be some short videos that's coming out this week and more articles about what's going on, okay, that you're not getting in the news. But that being said, I want you to think about something, because and nobody focuses on this. Prior to the announcement of this new strand of COVID, I did an article showing that without the resources that the Western world or the white world, meaning America, Europe, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, without the means that they have, Africa has the lowest infection rate on the planet. I want you to understand this, right? They have such a low infection rate that some people were thinking that it just cannot evolve to a great extent on the dog continent. There's an article, go read it, it's on the Hiram 1555 blog. Either between 1 to 3 days later, they come out with this so-called South African strand of COVID, which is supposedly the most deadliest strand of COVID. Now, I want you to understand why this was dropped. It was dropped the same time that they were talking about that, that madam who was with Jeffrey Epstein, I believe that's his name, who were taking politicians, entertainers, influential people on trips to a pedophile island to have sex with little boys and little girls. That was pushed to the back page because they talked about this new COVID strain. They pushed all that to the back page because it had something to do with the Clintons. It has something to do with Donald Trump, because they have proof of these people being on the islands with these little kids. So all of that was pushed to the side so you could focus on so-called a new deadly strain. Mind you, 3 days, 1 to 3 days before that, we had given you proof on the Hiram 1555 blog that Africa had the lowest infection rate on the planet. Why would the new strain come out of Africa? And why would the most deadliest strain come out of Africa if it has the lowest infection rate? These people play tricks with your mind. They want to keep you frightened. They want to keep you resorting to government propaganda. They want to keep you leaning on their information because they can rule you like that. They can exploit you like that. And the big companies, they run the politicians. Guess who are the new billionaires? The people who run the companies who are giving these so-called inoculations. These are the big billionaires now, bringing in millions of dollars a day. It's no coincidence. And these same new millionaires and billionaires are donating to the politicians who, without thought, rush through legislation, outlawed any lawsuits against the corporations for their drugs that they inoculate you with, because they said they don't want any blowback effect on that. So you can't sue them if you have a heart attack. You can't sue them if a person in your family dies. You can't sue them if you stroke out. You can't sue them if you lose your motor skills. You can't sue them if you lose your vision or your hearing. All of that was... they took the time to put that in the bill when they passed it without reading through it, but they're looking out for your health. How in the hell is that possible? Talk to me. See, the corruption, the level of corruption in American society and the level of corruption in the Western world has reached a fever pitch. And this is causing the removal of their world. I know some of you don't like to hear that, but this is the truth. So I'm going to start off by saying this. Take a little sip of water. And I'm going to say this right here. This teaching that God has brought to me is to level us off. Listen to me good. I want you to understand why I'm sharing this stuff with you, why I go to so great lengths to get these articles and this information out to you. And it takes me hours and hours upon hours and days upon days when I could be doing other things. Because I want you to have the same equipment, the same resources that I have, so that you can make an educated decision on the security and survival of you and your family. Without the proper education, without the proper tools, without the proper guidance, it is very hard to make the proper decision to secure you and your family's livelihood and security. So if I have it and I give it to you, it's up to you to use it. You can blame no one after that. And I see Blog Talk dropping more calls, okay? But it's okay. It's okay. We're in the theology of time. So I want to say this just to level everybody's head. Because some people think they're bigger than others. And some people think that they have this over the other. But I want to level somebody's head because as we go through the teachings and as we connect these dots, I want us to be on an even keel. I want us to be on an even level. Pay close attention. This teaching that God has brought to me is to level us off. That's right. Some of us are up too high mentally, brothers and sisters. I want you to understand that. As the Holy Quran speaks to a proud man in his kind in this way, trying to be up over everybody, it says, you cannot reach the top of mountains in your height, nor can you go or step through the earth. So since you cannot step through the earth, it's too deep, and you're not able to reach the top of mountains and hills on the earth, then even the earth is taller than you and deeper than you. So let us take our place where we were created and try to man it. So what I'm laying out to you is this. Instead of us looking down at everybody, let us reflect on our own selves for a moment. And see, you can hide from everybody else. You can Facebook yourself all day long and make you seem like you're doing this and doing that. And, oh, if you look at Facebook, some of these people have the best lives and they do all of this stuff. Propaganda. But it's time now, because the world is collapsing so fast, it's time for us to do a reappraisal of our thinking, our speech, the way we're living, the way we're eating, and how we handle people. Because some of us do all those things the wrong way, and some of us do the most important of those things the wrong way. So it's time for us to reappraise that and readjust that, lest we be left in the dust, okay? So I said that to say this. With the collapse of the Western world at hand, are you making strides towards bettering yourself, preparing your family, preparing yourself? Because the government is not going to do it. And you being black, you would be the last ones to get some if they gave some out. Huh? I'm talking to you. This is why I named the show Suit Up Now. Because the global storm is approaching. Do you not go into the stores and see shortages on the shelves? As a matter of fact, I was reading late last night. I think it was on the MSM. Thing. They were talking about now they're questioning Target and Walmart and these other stores to see why there are a large amount of empty shelves throughout these stores now. We know why. Because there's a shortage and because there's a transport problem and because there's a sanction going on between nations. There's a trade war still going on between America and China. There is shipping problems, bottleneck, and we see the dollar losing its purchasing power. All of that is great contributors to what you see at the supermarket. And it is only going to get worse. Are you preparing yourself? Instead of you smoking your cigarette or smoking your weed, are you preparing yourself for what is to come? Because sooner or later, you're going to get hungry on a scale that you've never seen before. And it's one thing, as I said, for you to be hungry. But it's another thing for you to be a parent and watch your children go hungry, and you can do nothing to calm their belly. You can do nothing to stop their cries. You can do nothing to calm them down and say, give me a second, I'll fix this and I'll fix that. Because with shipping problems, and when this credit freezes up, all shipping collapses, all transport collapses, and the stores have less than 2 weeks' amount of goods to endure. So that means after 2 weeks, nothing on the store when this thing goes down. Are you prepared? Suit up, I'm telling you. So now, the Bible tells us, and it warns America, because remember, America's that great harlot. She's that great whore who had fornicated with all the nations. All of the nations wanted a little bit of America's trade. All of the nations wanted a little bit of America's good, because at one time she was the one-stop shop for the entire globe. That is no longer the case. And nations after nations are turning against her. The Bible tells us, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. Uh-oh. No more throne. See, America, in her eyes, she's still that exceptional nation. That city that sitteth upon the hill, right? That hill is her throne. The hill symbolizes the heights of power and influence. But the book says, come down. Come down from where? The heights which she had risen to. And it says, and sit in the dust of despair. The dust of rejection, the dust of lack, poverty, right? And it says, O virgin daughter of Babylon, sit on the ground. There is no throne, meaning the hill is gone. That perch which you sat upon and you look down on everybody, that has been taken away from you. And it says, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. So all of her titles would be ripped from her, and she would become a vagabond on the global stage. What is going on today? I'm asking you all, if you don't see this happening politically and geopolitically and economically, then you are as dead as a rock, because everybody, even the white man himself, is admitting that his economics is in trouble. His financial system is in trouble. His monetary system and the currency-based system, the fiat currency-based system, is in trouble. He's telling you that now he has a near peer rival in China and a real resurgent Russia. And then she has medium powers like Iran and Venezuela challenging her reign. And we know that America is the greatest pillar of power of the Western world. She upholds colonialism. She upholds white supremacy globally. But all of that is approaching a dead end. Some of you don't want to hear this because you believe in this country. You got your children, or you got your family members in the military, or you may have been in the military, and you bought into this lie about America. The Bible tells us that God was mad with this Babylon, this child of Babylon. And that he brought this daughter to her knees in a pit of despair, disgrace, and disgust. Now, common sense tells us if this daughter is an enemy and was declared an enemy of God by God through the mouths of his prophet, and you join on with that enemy who has been declared to be an enemy of God through the mouths of his prophets, messengers, and apostles, then you too, by extension, becomes his enemy. I'm just telling it like it is, because some of us, we don't like to use common sense. And as that old saying goes today, common sense is not so common today in the people. We try to ignore facts and inconvenient truths. We want anything that will... that we can agree on, oh, it's all fine with me. If you agree on it, it's all fine with you. But when somebody brings some fact that is contrary to what you thought, what you believe, and what you thought you knew, You try to ignore it, push it aside, or walk away from it. But in this day and time, if you choose to do that, you are putting your life and the lives of your family members at stake, because we are living in the judgment, and not just the judgment. We're living at the end of the judgment of this world, of America. Because remember, America is number one on God's hit list for destruction. And we are in that 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period. You know, it's funny. It's funny about that. I was listening to a professor talking, and he was rambling on about the fall of America and how China is supplanting America in everything. Pretty much echoing what we tell you on the show. Pretty much echoing it to the team. And he was, in his summation, excuse me, of what he sees for America, he was talking about China's purchasing power, China's real economy, China's growth, China's mastery of the things that she once couldn't do, and China surpassing America in, listen to me good, seeing that America dominated. What does that sound familiar to? Huh? This is what he was saying. What does that sound familiar to? What did I tell y'all? You know what? We were the only ones telling you this stuff on this show. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that that yellow man of Asia, that China man, was made to chase down and outstrip this white man of America in everything that he once dominated in. You are now living in that time. And so this professor, this learned one, he was talking about it. And what caught my eye is when he was discussing this, at the end of one of his answers to the question being posed to him, he says, and I'm paraphrasing, he says, when we're at the end of the American empire, and someone writes about this, they'll be saying, you know, how America exceeded the limits. He said, but listen to this good. He said, so at the end, when people write about her fall in 2030, listen to what he said. So he sees a fall coming beforehand. So he says, after her, people down the line, people will write about this. This is what this man was saying. Matter of fact, if y'all listen to the show tomorrow, the Red Pill Diaries will be live. Me and Rashid will be live on YouTube, the Red Pill Diaries, tomorrow at 11, God willing. And I got the video clips, okay? And I'll let you listen to them. And I'll let you hear him verbatim for what he's saying about this. And so he is saying that it is a foregone conclusion that the American empire is in disarray. She's in a downward spiral, and she is heading toward an abyss of nothingness, right? It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because all you have to do is sit around. Sit around and just look at all of these things take place. And you can point to them and say, oh, the Star and Crescent Report told us that 10 years ago, 12 years ago, blah, 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 blah. We told you this, and this, right? And you see these things happening right in front of you, and yet you would like them to be alive. So knowing that her economy is in tatters, knowing that she's suffering, right, she is now desperate. And this is why she's pushing these nations. This is why she's thumping her chest. There was something, and this is just, we're going to be jumping from subject to subject, and we're going to do some tie-ins, because I want to touch as many things as I can and connect it all together, so you all bear with me. But I was thinking over something Brother Rashid and I were talking about. And Brother Gerald and I talked about this several times before, too. And I believe Brother Michael, Brother Mikhail, talked about it with me several times also. So now, if I forgot one of you brothers, charge it to my head and not to my heart, okay? I'm just trying to make a point to the people who are listening. So we often talk about how America continues to bully these nations and how these nations are hard-pressed to go against the empire. And a lot of people ask me these things in emails. Well, if you say Russia is this, why won't Russia just stop America from doing this and doing this? And if you say this nation is this, why won't they join in? as we said to you all, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said these nations would be forced to fight the empire. Not that they willingly wanted to go ahead and do it. See, one thing is missing in the discussion is this. Russia understands America has exceeded all the limits. Russia understands that America is belligerent. Russia understands that she is now not only her peer rival militarily, but she has exceeded American military power. In all spheres, people are saying it's everywhere. Then the question goes, why won't Russia confront America? Because Russia also understands that America is the pillar of white power. America is the pillar of white colonialism. America is the pillar of Western and white domination. And those who sit in the seat of power in Moscow, they have benefited from that also. And they don't want to see a total collapse of this global order because it will lead to them being removed from power. And some of you don't understand this. So there's so many caveats that you overlook as we look at this. But I want to get to something. Because earlier, I was right before the show started, right? I was reading something. And I think it was on Sputnik News. And I'm gonna see if I can find it real quick for you all. Let's see. Give me a second. Okay, here it is right here. All praise is due to Allah. And this article by Sputnik, because it has everything you're saying, well, why are you saying this? Why do you want to read this article? Because it has everything to do with what I just said to you about Russia and about America and about how we know through prophecy and through the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that Russia would be forced, not come willingly, would be forced into war with America, right? So this article, which is published 3 hours ago, and it's titled, Russia Will Soon Have New Hypersonic Missile with Maximum Speed of Mach 9, Putin says. Putin, for those of you who don't know, president of the Russian Federation. The Russian Federation is the successor to the Soviet Union. The Russian Federation is a nation of many nations. There are multiple nations inside of Russia, like Dagestan and all of these other. These are smaller nations that incorporate the Russian Federation, okay? Some of you may not know that, so I'm going to have to put that point out there for those of you who didn't know. So listen, because I'm speaking to more than just the people who know. I'm speaking to those who may not know and those who may be skeptical on what they know. So in this article, it reads like this. Earlier in November, Russian President Vladimir Putin said that tests of the Zircon hypersonic missiles are almost completed. Vladimir Putin said that the hypersonic weapon with a maximum speed of Mach 9 will appear in Russia in the near future. We have now tested and successfully, and from the beginning of the year, we will be armed with new sea-based hypersonic missiles, Mach 9 speed, Putin said. I'm not where I want to be at. I always read things in context, so bear with me. It goes and says, Moscow is developing hypersonic weapons in response to NATO's actions that pose a threat to Russia, President Vladimir Putin said. Stop right there. I'm going to address that too. So now we see that this is a response. Not that they took at liberty to go forward themselves to do it. It was a response to something that NATO, which we all know, the North Atlantic Terrorist Organization is run by the notorious global terrorist and pariah state, which is America. And no decision is made without her consultation or without her making. Okay? So the deployment of weaponry and warplanes and warships to the Black Sea and to the Balkans, all of this is done under the auspices or under the guise of NATO when in reality it is America. And remember we told you that when that war in Europe breaks out, it'll be over those states, those Balkan states and those Caucasus. We told you this long before this ever happened. We told you on the show. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us, we tell you. And now you see the pieces of the puzzle being put into place, right? So further. Now let's go further. This goes to what I'm saying to you now. So bear witness, because we're going to talk about this, and then we're going to play some clips. I just want you to hold on with your brother. Be patient. It says, things have come to the point that anti-missile defense systems are deployed in Poland and Romania. Listen to me good. This is Vladimir Putin talking. Things have come to the point that anti-missile defense systems are deployed in Poland and Romania. Stop right there. What is the strategic significance about that? Before we go further. These were areas of the Soviet Union. So America is not only spitting at Russia, she's cutting Russia in the face too. Because she has now incorporated former Soviet nations into her NATO scheme. And they are pushing their borders up to Russia. You see how this is forcing Russia? You see this? But this is what the Holy Quran talks about. How Allah removed that curtain. It said Allah removed the curtain. Right? And then Gog and Magog sally forth. And they reduced the earth to a veritable hell. Right? What curtain did Allah remove? What they call the iron curtain, right? You ain't have no knowledge that it was referring to that. Because you couldn't connect the scripture. So Allah removed that because before that there were spheres of influence. The East Bloc, the West Bloc. East Germany, Western Germany, right? But Allah removed the curtain as the Holy Quran told us. And then Gog and Magog sally forth. And look at the world. Nothing but war, chaos, confusion, economic collapse, right? And the threat of more war. The same as what the Holy Quran told you to expect once the curtain was removed that kept Gog and Magog separated. But let's go further in this. Because there's a point to this. This is Vladimir Putin talking, the president of Russia. Things have come to the point that anti-missile defense systems are deployed in Poland and Romania. And the launchers that are there, MK-41, can also be equipped with Tomahawk cruise system, or strike systems, excuse me. But this also creates threats for us. This is Putin talking. Well, this is the obvious fact, the obvious thing. Despite all of our requests not to do this, what has happened? What we see now in response, see? That word right there, response, okay? So he's talking about how they asked them not to do that because it jeopardized the security of the Russian Federation, okay? Okay? But America ignored it because at the time she was in the dominant military and economic position. Right? So I'm just going to do something real quick. According to the dictionary, the word response, right? It is a noun. It means a verbal or written answer. Without waiting for a response, she returned to her newspaper. A written or verbal answer to a question in a test, questionnaire, survey, etc. An answer, a reply, an acknowledgement, a rejoinder, a retort, a return. Right? Now, let's go back there and let's see what Vladimir Putin is saying. What do we see now? In response, we have been forced. Stop right there. This is what he says. Remember what we told you? That Allah was going to force them to fight. That Allah was going to force Russia's hand. Huh? That Allah was going to make Gog and Magog sally forth. That Allah was going to force them to fight in Europe because Europe has been at the center of chaos and disillusionment the world over. Since they came out of the caves of Europe, they have been killing and robbing and raping and stealing, lying, deceiving, pouring and everything you can imagine. So for that, there will be a nuclear war on the continent. And Europe will be devastated. This is what's going on. We told you this. This is what Putin says. But this also creates threats for us. Well, this is the obvious fact, the obvious thing. Despite all of our requests not to do this, what has happened? What we see now, in response, we have been forced. And then he says, I want to emphasize this. We have been forced to start developing hypersonic weapons. Yeah. Didn't we tell you that was coming? I didn't make that stuff up. I was telling you that. Rashid was telling you that. The Brotherhood was telling you this. That you would be forced, right? That Russia would be forced into this. Putin said, we have been forced. And then he said, I want to emphasize, right? Meaning he wants to put the funk behind it. He wants to put some real meaning so that there would be no mistake of meaning or change of purposes of what he is saying. Okay? You are you getting this? I know we're going to do the economics, but you got to pay close attention to what I'm talking about. So let's go to the dictionary again, okay? The word force. Now, I do this on the fly. So while I'm talking to you, I'm pulling this stuff up. So I know if you're not lazy, you can do it. So I put in meaning of forced. And it says it's an adjective. Tamed or imposed by coercion or physical power. A gesture or expression produced or maintained with effort, effect, and unnatural. Right? Enforced. Compulsory. Obligatory. Mandatory. Involuntary. Exacted. Strained. Labored. So Putin says that they have been what? Involuntarily made to confront the empire. Because they warned them, right? Well, who made them? Who made them do that? The Holy Quran teaches us, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says to us, that Allah would force them to fight. You didn't hear that years ago, except on here. And we have proof of it, because this comes from the most powerful man in the Russian Federation, the president of the Russian Federation, Mr. Vladimir Putin himself. Can you deny that fact? You can't. So the world is headed for war. And it's amazing how this came to my attention. As I was setting up everything in here, I decided to sit down. I was playing with my baby girl, and she was telling me, tell them you will talk to them later. I want my daddy to lie down next to me. I'm sleepy. Like, so I told my baby, I said, no, I got to stay on post. I got to do this. But looking in her pretty face, and she was dead serious about it too, I contemplated it. No. Your brother was going to be on his post regardless. But and then so I came and I sat down and I said, I wonder what's going on in the news right now. So I just started going through the news. And I see this article. It was maybe the sixth article that I read. And I said, there's something to this. So I read down. And as soon as I saw that, I said, bam. Now, Allah gave me gold for the show because this happened 3 hours ago. I mean, I looked at it right before the show, but the article came out 3 hours ago. And it proves to you what we've been saying to you all along, that Allah is forcing them. He's putting hooks in their jaw. He's making them do stuff that they don't want to do. Russia don't want the current global order to end, because when they ask about restructuring the United Nations, Russia was one of the first ones to say no. All we would have is a chat fest. See why? Because they are comfortable with white domination. You understand? So Allah has to force these two great powers of the white world to collide and fight each other. Seeing that in real time, I'm going to read that again to you. Things have come to the point that anti-missile defense systems are deployed in Poland and Romania. Remember now, as I read this to you, we told you that it was going to be about these former Soviet republics in the Caucasus and in the Balkans. Russia was going to start moving on these nations because of their intransigence and because of the stuff that they've done under U.S. Direction, right? And America would be deploying more weaponry there. And we told you that, right? So now, with that context in your mind, let us now read the quote of Vladimir Putin again. Things have come to the point that anti-missile defense systems are deployed in Poland and Romania. Who has missile defense? Americans. And the launchers that are there, MK-41, can also be equipped with Tomahawk strike systems. Who owns Tomahawk missiles? America. But this also creates threats for us. Who is us? The Russian Federation. Well, this is the obvious fact, the obvious thing. Despite all of our requests not to do this, so we ask over and over and over and over and over again. They said, what has happened? Then the response was, what we see now. So Putin said, so in response, we have been forced. And then he says, I want to emphasize this. We have been forced to start developing hypersonic weapons. This is our response. You see it? All the makings of war. All of that is in scripture. All of that is in the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. You cannot say, if you have listened to this show, you cannot say that you have never heard me talk about that. And now you can see the pieces being put into place. If you don't believe thermonuclear war is coming, there is an article, and see, all of this go hand in hand. But there's an article, RT today, RT.com, and it is with, what is his name, Lukashenko, who is the president of Belarus, or what they call Belarus today, but it was called Belarus, right? And in that, the president of Belarus says that he is going to ask Moscow to deploy nuclear weapons to his territory in response to the provocations by U.S. and NATO. What does that mean? He didn't say he was just going to ask them for sticks and stones and bow and arrows. He went to the heavy stuff. We're going to ask. Matter of fact, I don't even know if it's on. It might be on Sputnik, too, if I'm not mistaken. Let me pull it up real quick. Let me see if it's on Sputnik. Give me 1 second. Yes, it's on Sputnik, too. It's on Sputnik International. And here it is. Let's see. That's one of them. Hold on 1 second. Give me a second. They moved the article so quick. But I want to read what he said. Maybe I should put it in the search engine. And then that way I can read the whole thing to you instead of just the clip. And it's a short little thing. Let me put Belarus up in there real quick. Hold on 1 second. Belarus. All right. All right. There it is right here. I knew if I put Belarus up in there, it would come up. The headline is this. Minsk, which is the capital of Belarus. Minsk, M-I-N-S-K, ready to deploy Russian nuclear weapons if NATO systems appear in Poland, Lukashenko says. Listen to what he says. Minsk will propose, meaning ask, meaning converse with, meaning consult with Moscow to deploy nuclear weapons in Belarus or Belarus if similar NATO systems appear in Poland, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko told Sputnik. In this case, I will propose to Putin to return nuclear weapons in Belarusia or Belarus. The Belarusian president said that Minsk and Moscow will come to an agreement on what kind of systems to deploy, the nuclear weapon that will be most effective in such context. We are ready for this on this territory of Belarusia. That goes back to what we were telling you. There will be a nuclear war, a nuclear conflagration in Europe over the former Soviet Republic. We kept telling you this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us this. And now you see this in real terms. You never thought that you would hear them world leaders utter this stuff. But time is bringing about all things because we're at the end of prophecy. Some of you people got it twisted. You look at stuff and you think that prophecy is forever, forever. There is a culmination and a cutting off point, and we're nearing that point. You understand? And so we're watching the collapse and fall of American power. We're watching the nations move towards war. We're watching an economic downward spiral of the financial system, the currency of America, and the Republican Empire of America. This is a very beautiful time to be a follower of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, I'm going to play a clip. Just give me a second. Because I have some stuff from this investor, Willem Middlecoop. I want to play some of that stuff that he has to say, but it is something that I want to get to. Let's see. All right, here we go. So I'm going to play this 1 minute and 24 second clip, and you'll see not only is America collapsing militarily because she's stretched everywhere. There's an old saying, a military saying, that he who defends everywhere leaves himself exposed and defends nothing. And so America has all of these bases. They call it the empire of bases all across the globe, right? Where they say, well, she's now redeploying 65% of her most powerful weapon systems to Asia, right? She's leaving weapon systems in South Asia. She's going to leave 30 to 40% of her weapon systems in North Africa and in the Middle Eastern region. Well, what does that leave for the land at home? Huh? I'm talking to you. If she's going to deploy all of that stuff, all the good stuff she has, what does that leave for the homeland, the security of the homeland? When you are in derision, you don't think straight. When God has your mind, you don't comprehend properly. And you think that you're making moves towards success when all of your moves prove to be failures. Aren't we seeing that on a grand scale politically? Aren't we seeing that on a grand scale economically? And now we're seeing that on a grander scale geopolitically around the globe, right? So with that in mind, we can see why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that the nations, even some European nations and the Asian nations in Africa, would all move towards the east, right? As America would be continue to lose her clout, her influence. Well, listen what they have to say. This is a minute, 20 seconds. Pay close attention.
Openness and steadfastness when it comes to resisting this attempt at economic asphyxiation. This has been ongoing now for the last 4 years. Prior to that, there were sanctions against Iran before the nuclear deal was agreed in 2015 under the Obama administration. This is not, when it comes to Washington, the attempt or serious attempt of an administration to establish peaceful relations with a state that does not bow to its writ. This is Rome pronouncing judgment on Carthage. This is tawdry. This is international brigandage. This is in violation of all precepts of norms when it comes to diplomacy, when it comes to international obligations and relations and diplomatic agreements that have been set. And it really does set a bad precedent when it comes to Washington. I think historians will look back on this period as a major signpost on the road, not to Iran's decline as a power, but to Washington's imperial decline. This is a fading imperial hegemon trying desperately to shore up its power, its domination of a region that is no longer its to control at the behest of regional allies. The tail now is wagging the dog, and that tail is, it resides in Tel Aviv and it resides in Riyadh.
See, everybody realizes this. Everybody but the so-called American Negro. Everybody realizes this. And you still want to argue over these points, these facts, where even white scholars, white strategists, white politicians, white economists, white historians, right, and white strategic thinkers and military men and women have all come to the conclusion that we are living in the twilight of American power, the twilight of American empire, the twilight of Western domination, meaning the twilight of white power globally. Because one world is on its way out, one world is coming in. Two worlds cannot occupy the same space at the same time. For one to occupy that space, the other one must be removed, right? That's scientific fact. That's a mathematical fact. So we're looking at that, but I want to show you something. Give me 1 second, okay? Because these people are crazy, and they're losing everything, right? They're losing, listen to me good, they are losing everything, and they know it. And there is nobody who trusts them anymore. As a matter of fact, one of the telltale signs of the collapse of American power was when they were forced to retreat from Afghanistan the way they did. They called it the Asian, the second Saigon moment. That's what they were calling it, you know, when America was forced to do that in Saigon, right? This is what they have to say about this. I'm showing you this thing, and the reason I'm pointing to America is because she is the load-bearing wall. She's the pillar of the house of white supremacy. She's the pillar of the house of colonialism. And we see she bears the weight of the entire structure. And if the load-bearing structure, the load-bearing pole or the load-bearing wall is starting to crumble, the whole house is condemned. Right? I want you to listen to this.
But the world has changed dramatically in the last 3 or 6 years, depending on where you would like to have the starting line. And the fact that now we have Russia and China more embedded, if you will, in the Middle East is going to change the rules of engagement quite strongly. The other thing that, of course, has changed is that not only the Biden administration, but the United States itself has certainly suffered quite a bit when it comes to geopolitical credibility. And we certainly saw this with the Trump administration and some of the rather drastic plans that occurred during that administration, including, if you recall, the U.S. withdrawal from the agreement, the JCPOA, which it had so strenuously tried to advocate to have enacted. That is going to create a credibility deficit for the United States moving forward when it comes to not only its allies, but its purported adversaries. To think now that whether the United States, even if they were to be able to cobble together an agreement, whether it would be willing to honor that with a future or subsequent administration. The idea that American foreign policy has become so politicized from one administration to the other is something that doesn't go unnoticed by other countries around the world. And when it comes to this idea then about whether this is really a bilateral agreement, de facto or otherwise, between the United States and Iran, I think that that illusion has now been shattered. And the idea that Russia and China now can leverage themselves in a much more forceful way to push back, and even as we've seen in the case of the Russian ambassador to the IAEA, calling the United States on what it sees as its inconsistencies, contradictions, and maybe even hypocrisies, is certainly a paradigm shift when it comes to not only geopolitics, but in specific context, this nuclear deal.
So you see, she's losing everything. Now, it just so happened, as I was scrolling to play that clip, I actually saw the MP3 of one of the clips by the historian that I was telling you about, and how he was talking about China's rise, and how he was talking about how China would surpass America, and at the end, when America falls, and they would be writing the history on this in 2030. As he's saying, this is a foregone conclusion. She's going to fall away before then. So the historical writers are going to be writing about this in 2030. I'm going to play that clip for you. Okay? I told you my word is my bond. When I hear this stuff, I relay it to you exactly the way I hear it. Because these people understand what's going on. They know. They don't want to admit it. And when they talk to each other. Or they talk to me, me and people like me behind closed doors. They don't talk to you. They don't want you awakened in such a way that you understand that this is the end of them as a power. This is the end of them with influence. Because you may want to get even with them. But all the hell that they put you and your family through for generations. That's only right. Well, I want you to listen to this man. His name is Alfred McCoy. He's a historian. I want you to listen to what he's saying. Listen good, okay?
It's getting to the point where they might be able to do that.
Well, but let me ask you, on this issue of the move toward hegemony, let's say, of the Chinese nation and economy, isn't there a big difference in terms of the use of military force? The last time that I recall China was engaged in a shooting war was more than 40 years ago in Vietnam, or with Vietnam. But in that 40-year period, the United States has been involved in military, this is a declining economic power, has been involved in military interventions in Panama, Grenada, Libya, Afghanistan, two wars in Iraq, the Balkans, and not to mention all the military attacks and drone strikes in Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan. This is all in the period from which China has had been involved in no military intervention. China has all these ports, but it doesn't have the worldwide military presence that would make it a what would be called an aggressor nation, don't you think?
Well, first of all, your recounting of our recent history is absolutely accurate, of course. Two things about that. First of all, over the last 20 years, the bulk of our military operations, as we all know, has been focused in the greater Middle East. And the strategic logic of that was, in effect, securing the Middle Eastern oil, giving us kind of a permanent presence that will give us absolute access to Middle East oil. And we were doing that at the time when that oil was about to join cordwood and coal as superseded sources of fuel. So we invested $8 trillion, $10 trillion in securing a commodity which was passing into the dustbin of history. Okay, so it was a gross strategic miscalculation. When the history of the U.S. empire is written in 2030, starting in 2030, when it's over, okay, that will probably go down as one of the greatest strategic miscalculations in U.S. history. And then militarily, the point of naval...
I got to stop that and play that again. Even though the whole thing in play, listen good to what he said. Because sometimes it goes over people's heads. Listen good to that part. I think it was at 2 minutes and like 14 seconds at that part right there. But listen good to what he says, okay? Please, I'm almost begging y'all to pay close attention to this because this has everything to do with the collapse and fall of the American empire. This has everything to do. See, what you don't understand, what most of you don't understand is this. You want freedom. You want justice. And you want equality. You want to be able to live a life without limitations. Well, let me tell you something. That does not happen if America does not fall. She has impeded you in your quest for having freedom, justice, equality, and unlimited progress. She has done it since the inception and founding of this country. And she has been doing it up until this very moment. And if she does not fall, if she is not removed from the seat of global authority, you won't, when God freed the so-called Israelites that were held captive under Pharaoh in Egypt, right? He had to break Egypt's economy. He had to break her agriculture. He had to make chaos reign supreme in her politics. Then he had to break her militarily, right? This is true. The same thing is being done to modern-day Egypt, which is America, modern-day Pharaoh, which is those who rule America, and the modern-day Israelite, the American so-called Negro. You've got to understand these things. If America does not fall, if her power is not broken, if her dollar does not decline, if her imprint around the globe does not retreat, you don't go free. This is one of the things that you missed. So you are supposed to be praying for the collapse, praying for the downfall, praying for the end of American domination. Okay? Now that we got that clear, listen again, listen closely to what Mr. McCoy has to say.
It's getting to the point where they might be able to do that.
Well, but let me ask you, on this issue of the move toward hegemony, let's say, of the Chinese nation and economy, isn't there a big difference in terms of the use of military force? The last time that I recall China was engaged in a shooting war was more than 40 years ago in Vietnam, or with Vietnam. But in that 40-year period, the United States has been involved in military, this is a declining economic power, has been involved in military interventions in Panama, Grenada, Libya, Afghanistan, two wars in Iraq, the Balkans, and not to mention all the military attacks and drone strikes in Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan. This is all in the period from which China has had been involved in no military intervention. China has all these ports, but it doesn't have the worldwide military presence that would make it a what would be called an aggressor nation, don't you think?
Well, first of all, your recounting of our recent history is absolutely accurate, of course. Two things about that. First of all, over the last 20 years, the bulk of our military operations, as we all know, has been focused in the greater Middle East. And the strategic logic of that was, in effect, securing the Middle Eastern oil, giving us kind of a permanent presence that will give us absolute access to Middle East oil. And we were doing that at the time when that oil was about to join cordwood and coal as superseded sources of fuel. So we invested $8 trillion, $10 trillion in securing a commodity which was passing into the dustbin of history. Okay, so it was a gross strategic miscalculation. When the history of the U.S. empire is written in 2030, starting in 2030, when it's over, okay, that will probably go down as one of the greatest strategic miscalculations in U.S. history. And then militarily, the point of naval expansion is not so much conflict. Most people don't understand that. Most people think of naval history just in terms of wars. But what do navies do? The oceans are a global commons. And the way that a rising global hegemon secures oceans is through weaving an invisible line of constant patrols and dominance over those open spaces to claim it strategically and also in terms of the minerals and values and fishing beneath the sea, to claim that as well. So that's what China is doing. And China is weaving those lines of constant patrols by air and sea all the way to the first island chain, pushing us back, building seven island bases in the Spratly Islands in the South China Sea, pushing in the East China Sea. So it's part of an imperial game that's been played for 500 years. And China's doing that quite successfully.
Professor McCoy, you recently wrote...
So, did you hear what he said? When it's all over. You heard what he said? When it's all over, by 2030. He said, they'll be writing the history on this when it's all over in 2030, right? So he's telling you that before 2030, this thing is a wrap. It's a wrap. They're going to be writing their history on this by that time. So that shows you just how close to the end that their scholars see it. Is it racist for him to say it? Then it shouldn't be racist for me to say it. So I'm giving you facts over feelings. What I'm doing is showing you the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad in real time. Not just in the book, We're illuminating it by the grace of Allah. We're illuminating his words by pointing to the stuff, showing you where it's actionable in your life. So you can prove without a shadow of a doubt that these are right words, that this is a right statement, that these are right teachings. Okay? You hear the white scholars bearing witness to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I often say to you all, when you hear stuff like that, did Elijah Muhammad come over to what they were saying? Or are they now being forced to acknowledge and bear witness to what Elijah Muhammad has been teaching all along? See, in your eyes, he looked like a fool saying this stuff 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. In your eyes, because you were not gifted with foresight. You could not see down the wheel of time like him. He had met with God. God touched him and opened up his eyes. And not just his physical eyes, but his spiritual eyes, where he can look at events before they happen and tell you with a surety that this was going to happen, and this was going to happen, and this was going to happen. Did you hear what they said up in that clip? I bet you missed something, because I just heard it for the first time myself. They were talking about why America is a declining power and how she has blown her treasures through wars. In what? Iraq? Yemen? And Libya. What do we tell you? Libya would play a part in the fall of America. Did we not tell you that? And now more and more is coming to light. You could not see that then. But now you hear it and you see it. It's tangible. You can touch this stuff. You can smell it. You can taste it. You can hear it. These are the living teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is why he says the life-giving teachings. Life means to be in motion. That's what it is. It's to make time, to be able to calculate from one motion or one distance to the other distance. If you're not able to do that, then you're dead. You're not making time. You're not making motion. So what we do, we show you that these are life-giving teachings by being able to calculate from what he said to what is going on. Okay? It is a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I'll say that a million times over a million times, because we are witnessing the fall of America. It's a very beautiful thing. So with that said, and as we teach you these things, and more things come to light for you, and your eyes become open, and you start understanding that America doesn't have 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, like she portrayed. When you know how they get in front of the cameras, or we have a commitment that we'll be there for the foreseeable future. We'll be doing, man, that is all bravado. Behind closed doors, they are frantic because they understand that America is in a debt problem, the likes of which no nation in the history of the world has ever seen. She is the greatest and the largest debtor nation in the history of the world. Listen to me good. The white investors say that America has accumulated more debt than all nations ever combined. That tells you something right there. So if she's done that, how in the hell can she get herself out of that? When the system demands that you continue to make more debt to keep yourself afloat. That's like somebody that makes $20,000 a year but borrows $500,000 a year, and they've been borrowing it for 50 years and talking about, well, you know, soon I'm going to do this, and I'm going to sell some cans, and when I get this extra $50 over here and this extra $70 over here, I'm going to put this with the $20,000 I make. And I can see a light again. Man, that is absolutely crazy. That is absolutely crazy. And so when you hear them say it, if what I just said was absolutely crazy, but they're doing it on a major scale, then you know that they are insane. They are sociopathic liars and killers. You've got to come to recognize these truths. I know you don't want to hear it, but it's the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. I'm going to play something for you. Try to connect this stuff with the situation that's going on militarily, man, the time goes by so quick. I thought we still had like 45 minutes left. I look up, it's 14 minutes left to go in the show. I ask you all to join the Red Pill Diaries tomorrow live at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, Central Time on YouTube. It's all one word, The Red Pill Diaries. They're going you go to the YouTube, Google it in if you don't know it. It's the one with Morpheus with both of his hands out, and in one of his hands he had the red pill and one he has the blue pill. They have all these other things that just to keep you away from getting to that, okay? So I advise you to come check that out. And then on that show, you'll be able to actually see what these people are saying, because you'll see it out of their mouths, because we have video. But I want to go to something, okay? With the collapse of American economics, we see that she's falling behind her peers militarily, because we see that China and Russia continues to wheel out new missiles and new warplanes and new technology, new computers and new air defense systems. But remember, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that one time America enjoyed supremacy over her rival. But in these last days of her downfall, they will have what she has, and some of them will have even better stuff than she has. You know? This is what Elijah Muhammad said. This is what he told us to look out for. What are we watching today? I want you to listen to this racist war hawk who always justifies America's presence, who always justifies America's wars, who always justifies America's provocations and America's killing and bombing of people. But listen to him, because even in all of that madness, he comes to some type of rational decision about China. And he understands that America cannot beat China nor Russia. This is one of the former top generals in the armed forces who oversaw weapons platforms and all of this stuff being introduced into the U.S. military. This is General King. I want you to listen to him. This is 6 minutes. I want you to look and then listen to the franticness and the panic inside of him as he talks about the rise of China. All right. He never sees America wrong, but he sees something wrong with China and Russia. But he admits they can't do nothing with them.
A top Space Force general warning the U.S. is lagging behind China and Russia in developing hypersonic defense technology. This as U.S. officials reportedly confirmed China's hypersonic missile test in July was more advanced than initially thought. Let's bring in Fox News senior strategic analyst General Jack Keane. And I noted that David Thompson, he's the vice chief of space operations for the United States, says we are not as advanced as the Chinese or the Russians in terms of hypersonic programs. Is that a problem, General?
Yeah, oh, it absolutely is, Dana. I mean, the United States is used to having a qualitative advantage over our adversaries for decades, and this has begun to change, not just with this system, but with some others. And clearly the Chinese and the Russians have technology that we do not have in terms of its deployability yet. The Army will produce a system, in 24, the Navy in 25 on surface ships, and also on submarines in 27. But that will still leave us with a major problem, Dana, because we don't have any way to defend against this system. And what we're involved in developing as quickly as we can is advanced satellites with sensors on it to be able to track this system as it orbits the Earth's atmosphere, and secondly, to be able to intercept it. So both of those developments have to take place, and they are a top priority, certainly for the Pentagon. And listen, we have said before that China has a quantitative advantage over us in the Indo-Pacific region. They've got more airplanes, they've got more ships, and they have more missiles than we have deployed in that area. And that is another thing that we have to overcome and begin to forward deploy our capability there to establish deterrence. After all, what we have learned from 40 years of dealing with the Soviet Union, we have to have a strategic deterrence that the enemy accepts as real and that we would use it, and therefore they do not want to enter into conflict with the United States. And we've got to fix this with a sense of urgency, Dana.
I feel the same on that one. I also wanted to ask you about this. You've followed this story for years. And the question of whether Russia is amassing troops on the borders with Ukraine for a possible invasion. And some are saying that maybe by late January that could happen. But the spokesperson for the Kremlin, our old friend Dmitry Peskov, says this hysteria is being whipped up artificially. He said this on state television in Russia. Those who have brought their armed forces from overseas are accusing us of unusual military activity on our own territory, that is, the United States. How do you see it, sir?
Well, first of all, we've got to see it as being real. I mean, there's over 90,000 troops that are on in the vicinity of the Ukraine border. So that's obviously a serious situation. We don't know what's inside of Putin's head, whether he's going to conduct an invasion as the defense official in Ukraine thinks maybe by late January, or is he doing this just to make certain that the United States and the West stops providing assistance to Ukraine, and number two, Ukraine stops its desire to move towards the European Union and also to become a member of NATO. I think those latter two things, Russia has succeeded at quite rather successfully in incurring Ukraine's ambitions and stopping those ambitions and also pushing back on the West. But this is a serious issue. It deserves monitoring. And certainly, the United States should be sending unequivocal messages with NATO and our European friends as to what the cost will be for Russia if they take this on.
Right, because it doesn't seem clear. One last question, a quick one. President Biden will go to Fort Bragg today. It's always, of course, exciting for when the commander-in-chief comes to visit. But this is coming as we get these reports that there are some Navy sailors.
So that he thinks America is the only nation that has the right to go bomb countries, right? Now, I want to add something to you, and this is not in defense of Russia. What King failed to say to you all when he said that Russia has 90,000 troops in the vicinity of Ukraine. Well, that's true. But it's in Russia. Russia borders Ukraine. So they're not completely honest with you when they say this. And what the hell does it have to do with the United States, who lives 10,000 miles from that shore? A nation that is continually to illegally occupy and bomb Syria. A nation that has illegal weapons factories and illegal bases all across Africa and all across the Middle East. Huh? Do as I say, not as I do. This is the thought of the exceptional nation. Or the causes and the consequences. See, she's beside herself because a rising China in a resurgent Russia is now pushing her to her limit. And what Elijah Muhammad say in the chapter, The Troubled America, No Peace is amazing. He put it in that chapter, The Troubled America, No Peace. He says, America, in trying to hold her place as the greatest power among the nations of the earth, is one of the most troubled countries on earth today. They're so troubled. They're troubled by this. They're over there in the Middle East trying to tell Syria how to conduct elections. They're trying to tell Honduras how to do elections. They're trying to tell Venezuela how to conduct elections. They're trying to do Bolivia like that. They're over there in Africa trying to tell what country is legitimate and what is illegitimate. They're in Asia talking about Taiwan is this and North Korea is that, right? And in Europe, overthrowing nations that want to go towards Russia. Huh? Do you see the hypocrisy? Do you see why God has to remove us? And do you see why God raised up the yellow man to do what he's doing? And do you see why Allah allowed Russia to become a resurgent power? Muhammad says this concerning that. He wants you to understand where we are, okay? Excuse me, brothers and sisters, I had a burp a minute, excuse me. But in this chapter called America's Dreaded Destiny, okay, chapter 47 of a book titled The Fall of America, Muhammad is a strategic thinker. So he puts these titles and these chapters in a strategic way for you to do some strategic thinking yourself so that you can understand what he's saying and why he's saying what he's saying, okay? He's not no light thinker. He's a heavyweight when it comes to spirituality. He's a heavyweight when it comes to theology and history. He's a heavyweight. So Muhammad says this right here. Now, it is the hand of God which is after America to force her into submission. Stop right there. So what you see going on with Iran trying to challenge America, with Syria not falling over to America's coups, to the South and the Latin American nations rising up, to the Asian nations starting to rally around China, that's not because of China. It's not because of Russia. It's not because of the BRICS Bank. That's not because of the AAIB Bank. That's not because of the Shanghai Gold Exchange or the oil bourse or the currency swap deal. That's because it is on the order of God. You understand? Muhammad says, now it is the hand of God, which is after America, to force her into submission, a hand from which we have no defense, as it is written and prophesied in the Bible under the name of Babylon. Woo! So Muhammad equates America to Babylon, right? And to understand the depths of what he's saying, you have to understand the history of Babylon and what came upon Babylon and why did it come upon Babylon and when did it come upon Babylon, right? And the ramifications of what came on Babylon. Muhammad goes and says, Jeremiah 51:25, behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyed all the earth. That's America, ain't it? Don't she destroy the whole world? And I will stretch out mine hand upon thee and roll thee down from the rocks and will make thee a burnt mountain. Jeremiah 51:53 says, though Babylon should mount up to the heaven and though she should fortify the height of her strength, from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Lord. You know what he's saying to you? I don't care how many missile defense systems America puts in any country. I don't care how many weapon systems she deployed. I don't care how many anti-satellite systems she put up in space, how many weapons she arms the air with. Muhammad says, I already laid your destruction at the foundation. Allah says this, though Babylon should mount up to heaven, meaning putting all them systems up in space, all them satellites, all those satellite killers and all of those satellites that launch lasers and missiles and stuff. And though she should fortify the height, meaning putting all these bases and then redeploying troops and putting more weapon systems and defense systems in these bases with these troops redeployed. It says, yet from me shall spoilers come unto thee, first says the Lord. America is under a destruction similar to ancient Babylon. You got to understand what this is. You have to study the history of Babylon to understand the fall of America. So he goes further and says, in the Bible, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Revelation of John prophesied concerning her, Babylon that is. Therefore mentioned is a future Babylon and not a Babylon of the past. America has enslaved all of the so-called Negroes, and her evil mistreatment of them is similar to ancient Babylon's enslavement and mistreatment of the Jews, according to the scriptures. It took the hand of God, not China, not Russia, not Iran, not the weapon system. It took God to do this. He is the grand strategist. He is the great orchestrator of this symphony called the judgment. And it says, it took the hand of God to bring the king of Babylon and his people into submission to the power of God. How did he do that? Tell me, Elijah Muhammad, how did God do that to ancient Babylon? If we ought to look at Babylon's history for this modern Babylon, how did God do it? Muhammad responds and says, let me tell you. He brought the surrounding kings and their power against Babylon, ancient Babylon, in the prime, in the height of her glory, the handwriting on the wall. Stop right there. That's why you see the rising up of China. That's why you see the reemergence of Russia. That's why you see the small and the middle powers now rising up, challenging American dictates, challenging European dictates. That's why you see that. It is the hand of God that is after America and that that is after the Europeans, and it's after the white world, and it is bringing it down. You see it crumbling? Hell, anybody can see it. Because this is a new day, a new time. One world is going out, and a new world is coming in. This world that is coming in, it's the world of the black man and woman. So you better qualify yourself for this world. Just because you're black don't mean you're getting it. Qualify yourself. Because this is a time unlike any time we've ever lived in before. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the globe, know that your brother Rashid Muhammad loves you to life. I don't love you to death. Hell, you've been dead for nearly 5 centuries here in America. I love you to life. But the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that my God, my Savior, and my Redeemer, Almighty God Allah, who has come to us in the person of one, Master Farad Muhammad, Almighty God Allah in person, his messenger, the last and the greatest of the messengers of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that mighty, mighty nation of Islam has for you. Until we next speak again, stay strong, stay true. But above all things, my brothers and sisters, as I salute you, stay righteous. I love you all. Peace.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
Said I like the moon I miss. Day to day, the rosy